Hello, my beautiful, magical friends. I'm so happy that you're with us today for another Awaken Magic. Today is on Awaken Magic by opening your voice. And it is a way that I've always awakened my magic by singing a lot. So I'm so grateful. Today we have Kara Johnstad, and she is a voice coach and has a company called Voice Your Essence. And what I love also is she's a fellow yogini, and she's combined with being creative with combining yoga and voice. But she's an American singer-songwriter who has lived in Berlin, Germany since the 1980s. Kara has an outstanding reputation as a world-class performer, recording artist, and producer, and her performances on five continents have left fans breathless and the media eager to offer their praise. There is just so much about her that I want to actually ask her myself for her to share more about it. So I'm just right off the bat, I'm just going to say thank you, Kara, so much for joining us, and welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Margaret, so much for the great introduction, and I'm happy to be here and thrilled to share everything that I know about the voice and magic and bliss and yoga and any of those questions you'd love to throw at me at the Awaken Magic Summit and how we can just transform our lives through tapping into the power of voice.
Wonderful. So can you just start us off with a bit more about what brought you to where you are now and how you are working with people?
Would love to. My path has been a very long and interesting journey, actually. I was born in the States, and I was born with my eyes actually backwards in my head, which made my eyes love to wander. And later, when I went into such deep meditation, I realized that maybe I'd been, who knows, maybe I'd been a shaman somewhere, you know, singing out in the vast plains. But as a child, actually, I had a lot of trauma around my eyes. And I think this is what made my ears and the whole fifth chakra very, very open and very sensitive, because I had to use them in a different way. And then I went through a long journey as a child, actually feeling very shy and very closed down, because I was just teased a lot. I had these really, really big glasses, and I had gone through a couple of eye surgeries. And what happened then is that whenever I started singing, I guess I found that connection of happiness and of really pure joy and magic. And so on the outside, to the outer world, I was incredibly, incredibly, almost painfully shy. I didn't speak very much at all. And on the inside, you'd find me in my room reading tons of books and connecting either with the voices of other authors and fairy tales, or with my animal friends who all had their voices and their meows and moos and everything else, or also just singing at the top of my lungs. And when I sang, I felt free. And then my path led me I was raised between Wisconsin, so between the fields of Wisconsin and Berlin, Germany. And Berlin is a city of great destruction and great distress, and also a city of mass transformation. And I spent my childhood in between these two worlds. One was very much the countryside, which connected me with the sky and the forests and the lakes and everything that made me the poet that I am now. And the other one was Berlin, which was a very, very harsh, dark city. When I arrived here, I came back in my 20s, and I came back before the Berlin Wall fell, and there was really a strong Berlin in the 80s was really a place of independent thinkers. The people that were not in military service were all here in Berlin. There were a lot of punk rock artists, and I did a lot of music at that time in the clubs. And because there was this wall around the city, we all could only do, actually, creativity, art, and that magical space of just spending time together, because we weren't even able to really easily get in a car and go out to the countryside. We just were surrounded by a wall. And when I started doing albums. My first album came out for with RCA in 1987, and by the time The Wall fell, I realized why I had chosen this city to be in, because it's really a city that shows you can rise from the ashes, and it's really a city that's in the middle of all these different cultures and languages. Whether, you know, you're very quickly in France, you're very quickly in Brussels, you're very quickly in Holland, you're very quickly in Poland, you're very quickly in so many different countries. And to watch the people through their voices and through their longing be able to really knock down a wall and have a peaceful revolution, it greatly transformed my path as an artist and also as a meditator, and why we're here on the planet, basically. So that's my long story. And now I open voices. Besides doing my own concert work and writing and producing of albums, I'm also there to really help people birth in their voices and connect to their passion and their soul's purpose, and to make, let them feel what it's like to be in alignment and in tune with that core that they have and that they carry within.
That's so inspiring. Wow. And how do you go about helping people to open their voices?
Well, I, through all this experience also with myself, going from this painfully shy girl into this standing on stages and singing for thousands of people and knowing what it feels like to reveal those, all those layers, I guess, of our heart and how to keep it all in balance, I've really developed a method where I can also go inside the throat and help people, first of all, release any of the physical blocks that they have that are holding them back. So the voice is nestled in between the heart and the mind, which I think is always very beautiful. It could be put anywhere else in our body, but for some reason it was put between our emotional intelligence and our mind and our mindfulness. And it's really a tool for integration. It's also the gate and the portal between the inner and outer worlds. It's the main thing that carries us through our lives. When we come onto the earth, we actually, before we can walk or even talk, we are toning, and with every movement behind every piece of creation, there is voice. And I help people to, the first thing I normally do is to really help people become conscious of where they may be holding energy blocks, and that actually is amazing that it goes faster than anybody can believe, because our body naturally wants to be in alignment with our spirit. It's a very normal thing. We also say, sound mind, sound body. And so there's a lot of places where we have the word sound in our life. We also say it's our calling, how to get connected with the calling or our vocation. Everything's connected back to voice. But we're sometimes not very conscious about it. We talk about a lot about the heart energy, and we talk a lot about mindfulness, but we don't really talk about that the voice is the connecting link between the two things. And it's not only the connecting link in your body, between your head and your body, and it's really centered there right above your heart. And it's also the connecting link that brings your visions out into this world. And with every conversation we have, and with every song that we sing, and with every, it doesn't matter whether we're doing a telesummit or whether we're doing an interview, we always have the opportunity to bring our frequency out into the world and then have that connect to the environment and then receive that resonance back. It's like a beautiful journey of reflection. And the voice also is able to heal. I've seen a lot of healing working with people, a lot of, once we open above the heart and we're able to bring light, you know, there's that very famous quote, you know, that there's a crack in everything, and that's how the light gets in. And I always say that's why we sing. We sing so the light gets in. And we know that when we sing from that centered place, that we're uplifted. It's anti-gravitational. It changes the vibration in all our cells, and we are flying at some point. And the same thing at some point is also with speaking, that we realize we gain we should be gaining energy through sound and not losing energy. And the method that I use and that I've developed is actually, how can you tap into this amazing, abundant energy field by learning how to use your vocal folds and learning also that there is no silence except in a vacuum, which is dead. Everything is alive and sound. Every single thing has a frequency. And the silence that we yearn for is actually our own desire to be heard, to listen to our inner voice. But it's not that we're learning for to be cut off or to be in a silent space. We're actually learning for the word listen, which is the flip letters. If you flip the letters around of silence, you have the word listen. And so I think that our deepest longing is not to go into silence. Our deepest longing is to be understood and to be heard and to have our voice really recognized into this world and in this world, and to have our vibration and our frequency that we hold, our energy signature, you know, join that big harmonic symphony, you know, and that's what I do. I open the throat first of all, and then I move into play, and a lot of working on songs. But play is there too, exactly. A lot of play. Mm. The voice loves to play, actually, and that I think that's where we have something in common, because it looks like you're doing the magical and the joyous and the playful, and I think that that's really where when our inner child meets the higher self. It's like that's where divine magic really happens, and we've realized that we're much, much more than we ever believed we could be, right?
Yeah, and just what you said there, it made me think of even the word universe, one verse,
exactly.
That symphony.
Yeah, it's exactly, I say this often, that the universe, we have the words often everywhere. For example, if you take the word atonement and then you say a tone, but you also have at one, right? And through toning, we come into the present moment. And we know that a voice can unite people. For example, Martin Luther King, we just say the first line, I have a dream, and we already feel that whole movement of people coming together for social justice and equality. And at the same time, a voice can also destroy and can unite people in a harmful way. So this balance between harm and harmony, the voice is a very, very powerful tool, and it's if used wrongly, I guess, just like fire, it can burn down the house. And if used with consciousness, it can really ignite your passionate self, and it can really, you can touch with your voice. You can unite a whole room of people, if not thousands of people, with one voice connected in sound, connected in breath, connected with their heartbeat. You can really bring people together with your voice. And this is why it's such a powerful tool to be used with a lot of love and a lot of compassion, you know, not to ever be also to be conscious also of the words that we speak and to realize that we can really hurt people. And what I do in my coaching sometimes is that I heal the wounds of people that come to me. You have to understand that when we're born, our voice is very natural to us. And before we can even sit up or crawl, we are babbling and talking. And somewhere that gets broken. We're told that we're not good enough, or our voice is not perfect enough. And you'd be really amazed at how many times people come to me and they're maybe leaders in their business, or they're great healers and coaches, and they stand in tears because they're realizing they're holding back by a criticism they received when they were 5 years old, where somebody said, you shouldn't sing, you're not good enough, right? And that's how sensitive our voice is. And I'm really there with so much love, actually, because I've gone through that path. I know how hard it is and how scared we can be to stand in our own light. And I really want to see this world actually with millions of people standing connected to their heart, connected to their true purpose, connected to their breath, and connected to their passion and their ability that they have to, the voice is like a channel. It's the only instrument connected to our bloodstream, right? So if you look at the people differently and don't think of the voice as something going out, but thinking of it as a connector between heaven and earth, and if you then look into a crowded bus station and you're like, wow, all these people are connected from heaven to earth and earth back to heaven, like we're all these beautiful channels, and the voice is then connecting not only our own body, mind, spirit system, but it's connecting the whole, it's linking the whole world. Even you and I are now getting linked through voice, through outer space, right? Through what we're like flying in the moment. I'm in Berlin and you're in Canada and Toronto, and we're literally, our voice is what is connecting us together, and that is then going out to the Awakened Magic audience. And I just find that to be always mind, heart, voice blowing. Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Big stuff. Big stuff, Margaret.
Yeah.
Big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really big stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And how would you suggest, people start with toning or just singing in the shower or just?
You know, that's a kind of a tricky, I guess humming is the most natural thing for us to do to start regenerating our voice. The voice regenerates using the vocal folds, so the vocal edges. So humming is always a good place. Of course, anytime you sing, right, you're just going to be happier singing in your life. I do have, though, the experience that a lot of times the people, because of these muscles that are tightened or because they're using too much breath, I would say, or too much pressure, that they're always very frustrated sometimes when they're toning or singing, and they give up too quickly. And that's where sometimes if you just have, you know, five or six, I don't know, or a little bit of insight. I do have great podcasts out there. Voice Your Essence podcasts are over on SoundCloud. You know, if you look at my name, Kara Johnstad, and you're on SoundCloud, you'll find a lot of podcasts which will help you to learn about how much breath is too much breath and what are the easiest ways to open up the throat muscles. And there's also a YouTube video called Mending the Cracked and Broken Voice. And that can really help us to realize that a lot of the things that we're holding back or that are tightening, they're very primal functions that are used for different things, like when we cough or when we lift things or when we are drowning or whatever. And we don't necessarily need them for singing, but if we're not conscious of them, they engage and they come in to help us, to support us. And I think that's very important to know, that if for some reason you're struggling with a big, free, open voice, it is often because your body somewhere was there to protect you. And we know that if we're in a bad situation or if we're getting screamed at, what happens is the voice shuts down and the larynx actually drops towards your heart to protect your heart. And so we need to realize that when we're working with our voice, that it's our best friend in the world. And if there's something that's not working, it's either something very old that you've been actually protected. Your heart and your lungs have been protected because your voice just closes it off, because the very, very, the most important thing in the world is not that you sing, unfortunately. The most important thing in the world, fortunately, is that you survive and that you are able to go through anything that you need to go through. And so sometimes the voice, to be able to help you keep breathing and your heart keep on going if you've been in traumatic situations or had to go through a lot of stress or illness, it'll basically shut down to protect that heart-lung system. And when you're ready, then you're able to then slowly open the voice again. And when you start to sing, normally it brings a lot of joy, and it can also bring, in the beginning, grief and sadness, and where you need a lot of love and compassion to realize that your voice is helping you to bring light and to heal and to bring you back to that place of bliss and oneness, actually, where you're at home.
That was so interesting. I'm learning so much from you. And and I know I'm going to give the website at the end, but just in case people want to look for your SoundCloud, and I just want to spell your name. So it's K-A-R-A, Johanstad, Johanstad. And
yeah.
Kara Johanstad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to share a little bit of a story, and then, and perhaps, I don't know, will you sing a song for us?
Because I've
been holding space for a song, and you probably know the song. And I don't know if you can sing all of it, but so this is the story. Kara and I have known each other online for quite a few years. We were in a private Facebook group called Sisterhood. Mm-hmm. And I began a online merriment mission of gathering people to sing and on the full moons virtually. And Kara, we never did connect, but you had a moon song. I, out of all these years of singing on full moons and everything, I don't know a moon song. And I kept saying, I want to hear this moon song. I want to hear this moon song. I don't know how long it is, but even if there's just like the chorus.
Yeah, I can do that. I think I can do that. It was in concerts, you know, a while back. I'm not doing it in the moment in the concert, but it's, here it goes. It goes. Full moon, floating on skies, sing to me a lullaby. Capture me, take me afar, riding on a falling star. Something like that, I think. Fall into the darkest night. Flooded tears, fleeing fright, wishing now finally I am free, flying round the galaxy. Oh, full moon, floating on sky, sing to me your lullaby. Lullaby, 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 lullaby. Fall into the darkest night, I start to fly. Lullaby, 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 lullaby. We are on awakened magic places. Lullaby, 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 lullaby. And I do love the full moon. Lullaby. Lullaby, lullaby. How's that? I gave it a go.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, woo-hoo. I love the full moon, but it's very funny. I also love, I'm a moon child, actually, but I also love the gibbous moon. And now most people don't know what the gibbous moon is, but the gibbous moon is almost right before it's fuller. You know, it's kind of almost perfect, right? And maybe that has to do with my journey as a misfit and a mystic. And it's just kind of when it's full, it's amazing. But when it's almost full, there's something that just, I don't know, this is like a longing for I don't know, the longing for completion, right? Yeah, I don't know. Look to the moon, like one day before it gets full. It's very beautiful. There's something about it, it's a little bit lopsided, and it kind of hangs there. And but I don't know if times have changed, but I really feel like the moons have been just incredible the last years. They've just become gigantic. I don't know if it's my perception, but I felt like as a child they were so far away, and now I feel like sometimes I can walk on the moon and I could maybe even have a picnic, you know. And I don't know. They just seem very, very much like they're guiding our path. And I heard that there's going to be a green moon soon, so I have to research it a little bit more, but I've never seen a green moon. I've seen a lot of red moons and blood moons, but green is cool. Green is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I love music. Cool. My newest project besides, I'm bringing out a symphony record, an orchestra record of my songs, entitled Moon and Capricorn, and it'll be released this year. And so that was a very big thing for me to step into 60 people, right, playing my music and playing my songs. And so that is very exciting. We're in the final mixing and mastering. But Besides that, I'm also writing what I call modern mantras, and I have a mantra choir here in Berlin at the Yoga Voice Berlin Studios, and it's very cool because we're doing, you know, we're not going into the ancient Vedic mantras or whatever. We're doing the modern mantras, so we're merging theta waves and brain waves, and then we're doing. Would you like to hear a modern mantra, Margaret?
Yes, please.
I'm going to do a quick one here. This is one of my favorites. Don't let the waves of this world trip up your spirit walk. Don't let the waves of this world trip up your spirit walk. Don't let the waves of this world trip up your spirit walk. Right. You got to walk, walk, walk with your head held high. Walk, walk, walk with your heart open wide. Walk, walk, walk with your feet on the ground. Spirit walk, strong gait, standing tall, walking proud. Don't let the wave, and it continues. Yeah, that's one of my newest mantras that I'm bringing out, peace mantras and chanting.
Oh, I
so that
love
we can
it.
Really, yeah, we can really unify, like you said, unify universe. We can really come together. I think that division is a way of war, and singing and uniting things is a way of love and the love force. And we are at a time in history when certain fractions want us to be divided, and other people, which I'm very blessed to be around a lot of people, are working very, very hard for the global mind, global heart situation, where we not only, you know, live our own magic, but where we share that, and where we share and create communities where people are not spending millions and trillions of dollars investing in fracking and destruction and every other madness that we can think about, but they're really connected to their highly creative selves. And like that, we can build a world where we all enjoy living in, right? We have it. It's possible. And the movement
it's
is
so
not
possible.
Only there. It's so ripe, right? I was doing yoga already in, you know, the 70s, right? And it's now it's becoming a huge business. But actually, it was there, and I'm very happy to see the movement and all the visionaries and yogis and yoginis and singers and artists and poets that are the nerve endings to this world and are really, really ushering in a new age of peace and prosperity that the planet needs. And and singing is one of the quickest ways, one of the fastest ways to come into happiness and bliss and all that stuff. It's just and laughter. I didn't tell you that, but laughter.
Yeah.
Put on your kitchen timer and just laugh.
And what Sonia Choquette says, that the voice is the chimney to the heart, and singing is the one way to help open the heart too, right?
Yeah, it is. And
can I sing a song to you?
Yeah, sing a song to me. How beautiful. I'm very, very honored. Yeah, sing.
Well, it's okay, so this is for everyone who thinks they don't have a voice and you know, might think they're in competition or you know, they're not good enough, because you know, Kara is a professional singer, and I'm not a singer at all, but I don't care. I get it out there. So this is just a little chant that just kind of reminded me with the mantra you just sang.
Yeah, beautiful.
Keep your heart open and strong. You know every night needs a song, because the journey's rugged and long. Keep your heart open and strong.
That's
so
beautiful.
I'll just go along.
Keep
singing,
your heart.
Singing
do you think we can sing this together?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Let's try. I'll sort of see if I can harmonize. But how's it go?
Keep your heart open and strong. Okay, do you want me to say it first, and then we'll sing it?
No, I'll do the second melody here. Do you think we'll manage this on the telephone? I don't know. I have internet telephone, maybe. I'll hum on top. Sing it again for me. I think it's a best.
Okay, well, I'll do
song.
Two
Is that
verses.
One of yours?
Okay.
Is that one of yours?
It's from
our
moon circle. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. I should have found the time to be in that moon circle. I would have learned some great, great songs here. Okay, do it again.
Okay. Keep your heart open and strong. You know every night needs a song. Because the journey's rugged and long. Keep your heart open and strong.
I almost said keep your heart
keep
open
your
and strong.
Keep your heart open and strong. You know every night needs a song. Because the journey's rugged and long. Keep your heart open and strong.
Wow, that's a really beautiful one. I'm going to have to remember that one. I'll bring that to the mantra choir this week. That's very beautiful.
Please.
What a beautiful song. Keep your heart open. I almost sang, instead of keep your heart open and strong, I almost said keep your heart open in song, right?
Oh, yes. Well, that's it. Just play with it, right?
Yeah. Even when the journey's too long. Even when you've been treated so wrong. Wow, beautiful. Yeah, I actually don't believe there's, I mean, of course I'm a professional singer, but it's really funny. My vision is that every single person has a voice and every single person needs to sing. And really loves. I see so much joy and transformation when I walk into classes or workshops or choirs, and it's just there is no right or wrong. There's just when we keep on opening and opening and opening more, then yes, the heart does open more, and yet I have to say that people put a lot of attention on the heart, and the heart is very important, but I would love also the same attention on that voice, because the voice is the missing link for so many people. They feel misunderstood. It's hard for them to communicate. And when you sing, you're moving through all your chakras. You know, we have seven chakras and we have seven tones in the scale. When you reach up high, you come into that bliss and ecstasy. And when you go down low in your range, you hit on the grief and the sadness. And so all of the emotional things that we have going on are really balanced out. It's kind of like being in the ocean. I mean, I know you know that place of sometimes when we're close to water, we feel so peaceful. And the voice has something similar, that it integrates so much that we just are at peace afterwards and we're happy. And that's how it is. That's how it is. Yeah. I love singing, of course. And you do too. So I guess we're fellow travelers. And Sonia also said something nice, which I always like, you know, traveling at the speed of love, right? And I think we're all traveling at the speed of love. And the more we can own our voice and our heart and what it wants, what it really, really longs for, the happier we are. And it's easier if we start to voice. If we start to voice what we really need, and also if we start to sing. Let's tell everybody they should sing at least, you know, in the shower and in the cars, and just, like, even if they've never, ever sung before, just make it a new ritual to sing at least one or two songs a day. If you think there's 24 hours in a day, that's like 5 or 10 minutes. That's like nothing, right? That's like doable.
Yeah.
That's like total doable, right? And nowadays with karaoke and everything, oh my God! I mean, also I have YouTube videos out there if anybody wants to check them out. And I'm always just amazed at how many videos there are of lyrics and new songs and great new singers, and also people that are able to share their gifts just sitting in their living room, right? Which is good. I mean, it's not. I think the internet has really created a digital revolution, how we're connecting with each other and also how we're relaxing. You know, we don't need any more of those sparkly gowns and the big diamonds on our fingers. We can sit in the living room, and if we're honest and if we're truthful, and we can play our guitar or play the piano, the people will connect if we're authentic. There are things that go viral that it's very precious that somebody just sat there and the people could feel that there was an honesty when they sang, and that's great. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, precious, beautiful word. and yeah. magical for sure.
Magical.
Oh,
yeah, magic.
Cara, this
it
has been
alchemy,
so joyful.
Right? Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, the alchemy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Alchemy, and that's, I think love can do it, and the voice can do it, and there's a lot of things, healing touch can do it, unconditional love can do it, but that's where the magic happens, right? And the voice also, it can really, really make sadness into joy and into gladness. It can flip things, you know, 1 minute of laughing and the whole room is together in a different way.
Yeah.
And also with singing, right? Somebody sings
yeah.
a song. And everybody is connected. Everybody's connected in tone and breath. Even if we're not singing, we're singing with them. Somewhere deep in our heart, we're always singing with that person standing there on stage. And the voice, I always say, you know, I can touch people with my voice and you can touch people also with your voice. It has nothing to do with me or you or anybody else, but where our fingers and hands could never touch, right? And that's kind of a crazy thought. But my voice can slip really inside people's ears when they buy my albums, they're literally carrying me in their pocket, right? Or in their iPhone or wherever they're carrying me. And that's just this concept. You can't carry a painting with you like you can carry the voice, like when we're doing these telesummits or podcasts or whatever, doing poetry or sharing our voice with the world. We can really send it out there. And then it goes into the right places where it's needed or where people can be inspired by it. And I don't know how you can do that with a sculpture, for example. So it's a very different kind of art form, right? And you can't really. If there's a sculpture, you know, Michelangelo, it's sitting somewhere. You have to do a pilgrimage to look at it. But but with the voice, it can expand out into the stars, into the universe. Music is this universal language, and I think that's so powerful. That's why it's so powerful when everybody starts to really sing, because you have a heartbeat and an eardrum. That's what I say, a heartbeat and an eardrum. And in between you have that voice, and it's pulsating and moving your voice out into the world, and you're creating your ripples, your beautiful ripples while you're here. And that's what you need to do. You need to voice your essence and connect and love your sound and enjoy the journey, the singing journey, the speaking journey, the energy journey, the healing journey, the yoga journey, whatever journey you're on. Just make it a good one.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure, really, to be able to share with you all these insights and with your audience.
All these pearls of wisdom. And I'm going to invite everyone to join us over on Facebook after you hear this and let us know if you're going to commit or if you already sing
beautiful.
One chant or one mantra a day or one song. And and will you commit and tell us yes or no,
and also share with us those mantras. I mean, I think every one of us just loves to find a new, catchy, beautiful song that we can, you know, create and build into our day, right? I have a few, right? So I can, you know, jump on in there, and there's another one I wrote. Singing is a way to deepen the echo. Singing is a way to come into flow. I mean, you sing that and you, like, your house is cleaned within 5 minutes, you know? It's like, singing is, you're just like jiving, you know? It's like, okay, let it go, let it go, let it go. And we all need those mantras, and we need those chants, and we need those songs that touch us and that uplift us. There's a lot of trash out there too. So please, right, please post those on Facebook. I'll be circling in and listening in for good songs. I love good songs. And
Yes.
I think every songwriter too loves to know that, just like every author, right, that their books are loved. We love to know that our songs are loved. And we also, as singers, love to find good songs. And so if you commit, and which I hope you do after the Awaken Magic Summit, after you've realized how many magical ways you can really I wanted to say get high, but I can't say that on telesummits, right? I mean, but I actually feel very buzzed after I sing for a long time. After
yeah.
I have like 4 or 5 like singing sessions, I'm pretty like woo. Yeah, I'm pretty high, just chanting and singing, and I'm in that zone. And that's where I spend most of my life. So it's probably it's good to have telesummits to bring me back to the ground, right? So
yeah.
keep us grounded, keep us walking on earth, because I tell you, sometimes the high energy work, and when you really sing for a long time, you can really feel like you're growing wings sometimes, and and really lifting up, right? So
mm-hmm.
yeah, so may you all commit to
singing.
I'm going to
close with that. Yes, I'm gonna close with that as well. That invitation to post your favorite chants or some chants, or even if you find the Karas on YouTube, post them on the Awaken Magic Facebook.
Yeah, and let me throw something in here. Maybe that's good for everybody too. I don't have any chants yet out there, but I have a free guided meditation called the Voice Your Essence Meditation to fine-tune your inner voice. And I'm happy to post that on the Facebook page so you guys can all download it, or we will find a way to get you a link to that MP3 file. And I would love to have the Awaken Magic Summit people and audience have this guided meditation. So you just pop it into your ears, basically, and then I guide you with my voice back to that place, that very deeply relaxed place where you can regenerate and get in contact with your inner voice, and where your guides are basically helping you to go to. And if that would be something
that
all of you would
beautiful.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Oh,
I would love
yes,
to,
Cara. Thank you.
Yeah. Share that with the community. And And everybody should keep in touch with each other and keep on sharing the magic, right? I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
Build strong communities everywhere we go and share the magic and share the joy, because we're here, actually. We are in the body and here on Earth for a very limited time. And the time that we have should be spent sharing magic and being magic and really daring to be the light beings that we are. And if we go through the dark times, just remember there's a lot of stars hanging out in these places. Like, right? There's a lot of stars in the Awakened Magic Summit. A lot of people with a lot of light. And so we can all just support each other. If there are some harder times, we can just support each other so we can all just rise and really bring our gifts out into the world and make this place a groovy place to be, to spend time in. No?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my big desire. So
yeah.
Let's go play over on Facebook. I'm going to give you Cara's website, and then I'll say goodbye, and we can go play over on Facebook.
Would
so
love to.
It's, again, www.karajohnstad.com. Correct?
Exactly. Yeah, karajohnstad.com. Exactly. And there you'll find my music and my songs, and you'll also find a section, it says work with me, and that's, you can either go through karajohnstad.com, or if you're only interested in voice trainings, you can also go through voiceyouressence.com. They all end up on one homepage. So the trainings are going over Voice Your Essence, and then, but you can also get in through that front door of karajohnstad.com. And I do online coaching, private coaching, and the online courses are in development. And if you're ever in Berlin, also welcome to drop in on the classes. That would be very cool, right? It is an international city, so it can happen that people are listening from all over the world, because that happens sometimes.
Yes.
And if you're close by, at Yoga Voice Berlin is my second studio in Berlin, and you're more than welcome to come and sing in person those mantras and chants, or bring some chants in your pocket, and we'll check them out. But karajohnstad.com is the big homepage. Yeah? Yeah, let's do the Facebook
beautiful.
Hangout thing. Excellent.
Okay,
beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going
to
say goodbye, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Watch your inbox for tomorrow's
next interview, and let's go over and play on Facebook. Let's sing. Woohoo!
Let's sing.
Yeah. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.